Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming officials to address fire fund shortage as wildfires continue to burn. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming's wildfire season has drained the state's emergency fire suppression account, and officials are set to discuss how to refill it during a legislative meeting next week. Governor Mark Gordon has already signed two executive orders to assist farmers impacted by the fires and has submitted a federal disaster declaration request. According to a press release from the governor's office, his U.S. Department of Agricultural request for a secretarial disaster designation due to impacts of wildfires that have scorched more than 629,000 acres across Wyoming to date was submitted Thursday. In his letter to the United States Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, Governor Gordon pointed out a disproportionate amount of the area burned so far has occurred on private lands, with much of that land used for some type of agricultural production. Losses from the house straw fire in Johnson County, which has burned over 170,000 acres, are estimated at $25 million. Producers are still determining the loss estimates in other counties impacted by this season's fires. The Wyoming Tribune-Eagle reported the state's largest fire, the house straw fire near Buffalo, is 94% contained. Three other major wildfires, including the Remington Fire in Sheridan County and two in Campbell County, continue to burn, collectively costing millions in damages. Wyoming's legislature will meet next Wednesday in Buffalo to address fire response and recovery efforts. The community will hear from state agencies, including the Forestry Division and the Office of Homeland Security. State Forester Kelly Norris estimated that $25 to $30 million has been used from the Emergency Fire Suppression Account this season, with ongoing rehabilitation efforts to restore burned land and damaged infrastructure. Gillette declares September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. The Gillette City Council has officially declared September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. During Tuesday night's meeting, the council approved the declaration to raise awareness about the impact of childhood cancer.
And whereas September is observed internationally as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, now therefore, I, Shay Lundvall, Mayor of the City of Gillette, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim September 2024 as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
According to the proclamation, over 15,000 children under 19 are diagnosed with cancer each year in the U.S., including more than 15 in Wyoming. Kathy Stevenson, a representative of Jason's Friends Foundation based in Casper, Wyoming, spoke emotionally about the foundation's work. Stevenson shared how the foundation supported her family when she lost her young daughter to cancer.
I unfortunately don't have a picture of Jason, but I did bring my daughter, who the Jason's Friends Foundation assisted during our cancer journey. She did pass away a couple months after this picture was taken, so my heart is invested in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and so I'm so thankful that the City of Gillette is in support of the Jason's Friends Foundation. So,
according to their website, Jason's Friends Foundation assists Wyoming families with children suffering from cancer, brain tumors, or spinal cord tumors by providing financial aid, advocacy, and emotional support. Since its inception in 1996, the foundation has helped 164 families across the state, providing around $8 million in services. They support children from birth to age 20 years old, ensuring families don't lose everything due to their financial burden of a child's illness. Stevenson emphasized that 90% of all donations to Jason's Friends Foundation go directly to help Wyoming families, allowing them to focus on the critical challenge of caring for a child with cancer. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.